I am currently spending time with Cameron Lewandowski. He is our final first responder winner for the month of March. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. You're up early today, and I'm always afraid I'm going to wake you up because I know sometimes you guys work late into the night.
Sometimes. Never know when an incident's going to occur, so all hours of the night, all hours of the morning. Volunteer. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've got to make myself available when I'm not at my full-time job.
Well, let's talk about where you volunteer.
I'm 24 years old. I started 10 years ago with Brevard Fire Department, small coal patch town. Mm-hmm. I was there till I was about 18, and I transferred from there to Carbon. I've been there till present day. And then I actually just joined Pleasant Unity to help those guys out over there when I can. And in 22, was put on as a part-time call firefighter for the city of Jeanette.
Wow.
And here I am.
How do you balance all of that? What if you get a call from Jeanette and then you get a call from Hemphill? Which one do you pick?
So Jeanette runs a paid staffing mm-hmm. program. So they have guys down there. We supplement those paid guys with the volunteers. So if it's Hemphill or Jeanette, and I'm at Jeanette, okay, I'm going to go with Jeanette. If it's mm-hmm. Hemphill.
Okay.
And same thing with Pleasant Union or anything like that.
Okay. Now tell me, does this run in the family? Anybody else in your family involved in volunteering?
So my dad was everything but chief all the way up through the line officers since he was 14 years old. He was at Youngwood, Fort Allen for a small period of time, Brevard, Greensburg. And he's currently still volunteering at Carbon. So I think I picked it up from him. Mm-hmm. My sister also picked it up from him. She's 2 years younger than me. She's still an active member of Carbon. However, she's moved down to Virginia. She just got her nursing degree. So.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so you know what I find really in talking with every one of these people who has won the First Responder of the Month is that it's usually a family tradition.
Absolutely.
So that's really cool. And we honor you today, Cameron, because we want to thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you.
Cameron Lewandowski. He is our First Responder of the Month for March. And of course, you can check him out at whjbfm.com.